Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome. Good afternoon. It is Beamer in for Bowerly one final time here on News Radio 930. WBEN, a pleasure to be with you this Tuesday afternoon. And yes, it's another gloomy Tuesday afternoon outside, but hopefully whatever it is you're up to, working, just relaxing, enjoying the day, hopefully you're still able to do that, even though, yeah, it's another just nasty day out. It's raining, it's gloomy, the sun's not really out, but we will attempt to keep you entertained for 4 hours. And I want to say before we get to our first topic, thank you so much. Yesterday, we took a lot of calls talking about weather and, you know, would you rather be in a blizzard or in a hurricane or in a tornado? And I love doing it. I love being able to talk back and forth. I love hearing from people. So I really appreciate the calls and the texts yesterday. It's always nice to be able to have to talk with people who experienced what you're talking about. You know, we talked to several people who moved out, moved back to Western New York, or have left Western New York, but still listen to us on the Odyssey app, and we're always appreciative of that. Make sure you have the Odyssey app if you plan on leaving us anytime soon. But I really appreciate the phone calls yesterday, and I just want to thank everyone out there. Now, I teased this on Bellavia's show, so not many people are going to be surprised when I say the first thing I want to talk about today is what we left off with yesterday, and that is this hurricane heading for Florida. And now, I've at a younger age, I always thought I would love to be in a hurricane. Like, you know, I would watch the TV, watch the Weather Channel, and there would be people in a hurricane. And I always said, I would like to do that. One of these days, I want to go and report a hurricane. Now, the older I get, the less I think I want to live through a hurricane, right? I don't know if I want to go be put in a Category 3 and said, all right, go report this. But there are a lot of people who are deciding to stay put. And surprisingly, I have friends who are new to Florida. This would be their first hurricane. And they're deciding to stay put. And it really interests me because there's one person in particular I thought for sure would be on the, you know, in their car driving north or on a plane flying up here for a few days. And he said, no, I'm going to, you know, ride out the storm. I got everything I need, prepared to not have electricity. And I'm thinking to myself, could I prepare to be without electricity for 3 or 4 days? You know, Governor Ron DeSantis said that in his latest briefing, prepare to be, you know, out of electricity. Publix, which is a huge grocery store chain in Florida, they're closing in 48 minutes and they're not reopening until Friday. It's only Tuesday. You know, you start hearing that, and I wonder if anyone you know in Florida or anyone listening to us on the Odyssey app is having second thoughts about staying. You know, you see the push to get out. You see all the cars lined up. I mean, it looks like getting out of a Bills game as people go to safer ground, drive their way to the north of Florida or, you know, into Georgia. And I just want to know, from people out there. Do you know someone who is in the path of this hurricane? Are you in the path of this hurricane? And for those of you that don't know anyone or aren't in the path of the hurricane, if you were, say, Buffalo, say there was this massive hurricane that didn't lose any steam when it went over land, which would never happen. But let's just say Lake Erie could feed a hurricane. And there was a hurricane coming for Western New York. What would you do? Would you stay? Would you evacuate? If everything was closing around you, right? If Wegmans and Tops said, we are closing at 3 o'clock today and we are not opening until Friday the earliest, right? And I'm guessing if Publix is saying that, a lot of places aren't going to be open tomorrow. What would your first reaction be if you had decided to stay home and then you saw everything around you start closing? And how would you prepare? And this is something that has happened to us here in Western New York. I don't have to remind anyone about the October surprise snowstorm. You know, I was a senior in high school then. I don't have to remind the audience of that. And a lot of people did lose electricity for 3 or 4 days. So if you were getting, if the threat was there, that at the very least you could lose your electricity for half a week, what do you do to prepare to lose electricity? Now, a lot of people here have generators, right? So you'll be able to at least get electricity to the important things. If you didn't, are you one of these people that, you know, when there's a bad snowstorm, I mean, I guess you haven't been yet, but if there's going to be a bad snowstorm, are you going to run and get a generator? You've gone this far, however long you've lived here, however long you've been in your home without a generator. And for those of you that don't have a generator, what is the plan, right? In my house, in the Beamer house, it was always don't open the refrigerator. Let's try to save as much of that food as we can. If the electricity comes back on in 24 hours, that food should still be good. I'm not sure that's accurate, but that's what I was always told as a kid. And then you think of your basement, right? And a lot of people have sump pumps, and of course that's going to get some of the water. But if you're in Tampa Bay right now, you're probably going to get flooding that's going to overwhelm any kind of protection you have in your basement. So as part of the preparation, getting everything out of your basement and bringing it upstairs, bringing it to higher ground. These are the things I've been thinking about. Now, I listened to most of David's show, but I did take 30 minutes to listen to WFLA out of Tampa Bay because they were doing live coverage on the storm. And, you know, people were calling in. And again, I can only put this in so much of a perspective, and I'd like you to do so at 803-0930 because I'm not a homeowner. So I can only put this in a perspective of how I guess I would handle things. But there was someone that called in today on the storm coverage and, you know, advised people to take pictures of all their belongings for insurance purposes and to make sure they have pictures of their documents and to try to put those in the most waterproof part of their home. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's a lot of work. And that's pretty much saying, hey, there's going to be some damage. I've got to now take pictures around my house. Now, I can remember the October surprise storm. I was a senior in high school, still living at home, obviously. And there was damage to my parents' home. And I remember them having to take pictures and having the insurance guy come out and assess the damage. But all of this, and this kind of goes back to what I said yesterday, all this, you know, prep for a potential hurricane. What would your plan of action be? What is your plan of action? And if you are listening to us on the Odyssey app or you have family members in the path of the storm, I'd love to hear from you at 803-0930, star 930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is also open at 803-0930. And the latest we have on the storm, and it's interesting. You know, I love how radio has evolved. You know, we can reach, yeah, this is local Buffalo radio, and we do keep it local, but you can get WBEN anywhere in the country. And, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of people from Western New York have found themselves now living in Florida. So to a lot of people, this is maybe not a local story, but it's a story that involves them. They know people in this storm's path. And I'm sure they are keeping a very close eye on it. 803-0930 is the number. Let's go to John. He's in West Palm Beach. He's driving in it right now. John, what are you seeing?
Hey, Joe. Well, it's getting really harder to drive. The rain's coming down a lot more harder. I'm heading south right now because that's where I live, but I work an hour away in West Palm Beach. And Florida residents, in like this time, they say they don't worry around if it's a Cat 2. This is all a drinking party, they call it, a hurricane party. Second year down here, first time a real hurricane coming through, that it's kind of on the outskirts of us, but it's still going to affect us in some way. 30 to 40 mile per hour winds in, outside of Fort Lauderdale. Still makes you a little nervous. You know, you don't know how to react and what the plans were. Snow, 100%, I know what to do. Here, it's a little different. And, it's a little swirly down here. It's hit or miss.
So, John, how have you prepped for this storm? Are you thinking in West Palm Beach you might be out of electricity?
Well, I'm heading south right now. I'm in West Palm Beach right now on the 95 heading south. Traffic is moving pretty good, but the roads flood very easy here. They're not on a pitch like how back in Buffalo, how the water runs off. So a lot of hydroplaning can happen down here when the water's not hitting these drains. But planning-wise, I went grocery shopping 3 days ago. I live in an apartment complex on the third floor, so hopefully I don't have to worry about flooding or any power issues. I'm in a modern area where everything's underground, so hopefully we have no issues. But I am by the Everglades, so that is a little interesting, too.
Now, you know, I hear of all these places in the Tampa area closing. Tomorrow morning, are you working or are you staying put?
I'm a truck driver. I just left early to go back home because everything's shut down in my area for pickup, local pickups. So I did my deliveries. I did about 8 stops today from 6 o'clock in the morning till about 10 minutes ago. And I'm on my way back, and I got an hour drive back north. And as of right now, my company has not told me if I'm working. I do know some other major trucking companies that you probably know are off until Thursday. And their guys are doing the same job we are, but they're off till Thursday and coming in at noon to do pickups. And that's it. No deliveries because everything's shutting down in Tampa. And that's a big hub for us. West Palm Beach goes to Tampa, Orlando, and then Miami. So if those are shut down, you got no freight to move, you know, make deliveries.
Well, John, stay safe. We appreciate you calling. And if you got the now, obviously, stay safe is number one. But if you have the time tomorrow, if you got the station on, give us a call. Give us an update of how things are doing in your part of town.
I got you. I got one question.
Of course.
Whoever keeps messing with the Odyssey app is driving me nuts. I can't call you guys anymore. They keep moving everything around on it. It's harder to play you guys. You guys keep buffering more. I don't know if you guys know that, but it's kind of a pain in the butt these days since they've been doing all these upgrades on that app.
Hey, John, I know the important people up top are listening, and that complaint will be sent right to them.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for listening. John in West Palm Beach. He's getting ready for the storm. He is not knowing if he works yet tomorrow or not, but he's getting ready. He's driving home. And, you know, we think about, okay, you know, you got the Weather Channel on, and this is coming from someone who's only visited Florida. John lives Florida. I mean, he knows exactly what to do. But, you know, for me, I go, oh, well, this is hitting this part of Florida. So, you know, what's West Palm Beach? But then you look at a closer view, and yeah, West Palm Beach is going to get some nasty weather as well. And John's prepared. He's gotten his groceries, and we hope, John, you stay safe. And hopefully tomorrow you can give us an update call, because I guarantee we'll be getting updates probably from now through Thursday from Florida. And like I said, it might not be local to Buffalo, but there are so many people here who know people in Florida who have connections to Florida. And like I said, we have a lot of people listening in Florida right now. So this is a story that I think a lot of people are paying attention to here in Western New York. Let's go to Steve, who lived in the Keys for 12 years. Steve, you went through two hurricanes.
You there? Yeah, you there?
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, I lived down there for 12 years. Hurricane George was something that I had no clue what it was. I didn't know what to do. I followed my neighbors. I left. It was a nightmare getting out. It was a nightmare getting back in. Came back and the storm had weeded my yard. That was all that happened. Hurricane Ivan was the one that was a Cat 5 that looked like it was coming, and the entire Keys emptied out. There was no one, because if it came through, it was going to just level everything. You really just got to gauge the size of the storm, the direction, and what side you're on. If you're on the south side, you know, typically you don't have to worry about it, depending on the size of the storm. You just don't want to be on that northwest side as it's coming at you. It has to do with frequency waves and then the direction it's moving. But it really depends on where you live. My parents have property down there, and I've talked to them, and they're not worried at all. They're inland far enough. If you lose a little power, you lose power. You put your ice trays in your freezer upside down. If the freezer gets too warm, the ice falls out of the tray. If it melts completely, you know that all that food in there is shot. There's lots of little tricks, but you don't really, I've lived there 12 years, but I've lived here and grew up here my whole life. So dealing with snow, dealing with hurricanes, the hurricanes obviously have a lot more destructive power. But you know about them weeks and weeks and months in advance, and you watch the Weather Channel nonstop. Around here, you hear about there's a blizzard or some snow coming, and you prepare for it 3 days in advance.
Steve, let me ask you, the damage done by the hurricanes to your property, how long did that take to clean up?
Hurricane Wilma was the worst of the bunch that I went through. I stayed for that one. I had 4 foot of water across most of my neighborhood. My house was raised, not stilted, raised. I did have 4 to 6 inches of water in my house, probably $250,000, $300,000 with the damage between all the vehicles. Everything that was done in the house that had to be thrown away, drywall cut away, everything like that. That took a year and a half probably to fix.
Oof.
And that was mainly because down there you just don't have the labor.
Right. Well, Steve, my final question is, what brought you back to Buffalo?
School systems.
All right.
Couldn't. I didn't want to raise kids down there. It's not the place to be.
Will you return after schooling's over?
I don't know if I can ever afford to go back over there. Yeah. The way prices have gone up, we'll see.
All right. Hey, Steve in Buffalo, appreciate the call. Opens a line for you, 803-0930. My questions this hour, very simple. If you're in the path of the hurricane and listening on the Odyssey app, we would love a call in at 803-0930. John was in West Palm Beach, called in, told us his getting ready for the hurricane. Steve in Buffalo used to live in the Keys. If you used to live in Florida, you're familiar with Florida, maybe you've been through a hurricane, 803-0930. And then put yourself in. Oh, also, wow, I'm forgetting. Also, if you know someone who is currently in Florida and planning to stay the storm, you've talked to them, let us know what that conversation was like. 803-0930. And then put yourself in a situation. Let's pretend there is a hurricane coming off the coast of Lake Erie and it's heading for Buffalo. That would never happen. But can we suspend disbelief for a second and pretend that this hurricane is coming off of Lake Erie? What would you do? Would you stay? Would you evacuate? And how would you prepare for the oncoming storm? And how do you get ready to go without electricity for 3 to 4 days? Again, generator, the obvious answer. Let's say you don't have a generator and there's not one to find. 803-0930, that's the number to get on. It's also the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. One more day here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A bucket list for me, seeing Jimmy Buffett in concert. I have never seen Jimmy Buffett in concert. That is on the bucket list. My parents have seen Jimmy Buffett. I've never seen Jimmy Buffett. I'm hoping before he retires, calls it quits, that I can see a Jimmy Buffett concert. Because I'll tell you, now I usually don't like, you know, when you go to a touristy place and you go to all those tourist trap places, you know what I'm talking about? I don't find Margaritaville to be that. I really enjoy Margaritaville. There's one in Myrtle Beach. The one in Vegas has its own casino now. I like that. I'll tell you, Margaritaville, it's definitely a tourist trap. It's overpriced. But I don't avoid it like I do other touristy places. I'm just saying, Jimmy Buffett did a good job. He also has a hotel in Nashville. Now, I have not been to Margaritaville, Nashville, but I did go to the hotel and the Landshark Bar at the hotel. And let me tell you, it was a good time. Good time in Nashville. It is Beamer in for Bowerly one final time here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Asking for your calls at 803-0930. Talking about the hurricane that is heading for the Tampa area. Do you know anyone in the path? Are you listening on the Odyssey app? Are you in the path? And let's suspend disbelief for the segment and pretend that a hurricane was stirring up in Lake Erie, heading for Buffalo, Category 3. Would you evacuate? Would you stay? And how would you prepare for the storm, for the after storm when the electricity is out? 803-0930. Let's go to Nancy in Tonawanda. Nancy, thanks for holding during the break.
Sure. Hi, Joe. I enjoy your show.
I appreciate that, Nancy. Thanks.
My daughter and son-in-law moved to North Tampa about a year ago, so this is their first experience with a hurricane. My son-in-law's family is down there, too, so we've been texting back and forth. Yesterday, they went to the store and got extra food, water, batteries, flashlights. Their cars are filled with gas. She said they're going to be fine. Of course, I'm worried sick, but that's what moms do. So she said it looks like it might be turning a little south of them. And she said South Tampa is actually more flood prone than North Tampa. So right now, their biggest concern is losing power, because you know how hot and humid it is down there right now.
Oh, yeah.
Being without AC could be pretty miserable. And they're also talking about tornadoes. So there's the wind and the rain and all that could do damage. So they haven't evacuated. She said they're not in an evac zone, but the city is pretty quiet. She's off work for the rest of the week.
Did they ever consider evacuating, Nancy?
No, it doesn't sound like they did. No. Oh.
And this will be their first hurricane experience, and they're ready to take it on.
They are. They're young. I would have been out of there yesterday.
Oh yeah, I would have either been on a flight to Buffalo or gotten in my car and you know, driven up to Atlanta for the week.
Right, which I wish they would have done, but she keeps telling me they'll be fine. So A lot of prayers going down there.
Yeah, Nancy, our thoughts and prayers are with them as well, and with you, because I know it's a stressful situation having to follow from afar, but we appreciate the call, Nancy.
Great. Thanks, Joe. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Nancy in Tonawanda opens the line for you at 803-0930. I think there are a lot of people, a lot of parents in Western New York, in our listening audience, who have loved ones, who have people they know in Florida, and they're concerned, you know. But again, and it's interesting with Nancy's daughter and son-in-law, and like I said, I have a friend who just moved down to Florida. It's going to be their first hurricane experience, and it's like something happens when they move to Florida, because I'll tell you right now, I don't know if I was in Florida, I would be moving north. Not moving permanently, but I would be getting myself north for the rest of the week. And, you know, people I know, Nancy's daughter and son-in-law, they're new to Florida, and it's like something takes over, or you talk to people in the area and you all of a sudden start thinking that way. But hey, you know, they seem prepared. They have their food and water, and they know, you know, things are going to close down and what the potential is. And obviously, you know, here at WBEN, our thoughts and prayers are with all of them down there in Florida. Dan in Grand Island has a Jimmy Buffett story, and we always have time, Dan, for a Jimmy Buffett story.
Hey, how you doing today? What's happening?
Doing well, Dan. What's your story with Mr. Buffett?
Oh, okay. So I've been dating my lovely girlfriend for about 8 years now, and we're going through pictures one day, and I'm like, "Who's this?" She goes, "Oh, that's my mother, and that's Jimmy Buffett with him when they were 5 years old on Easter." I said, "What?" So I'm looking at it. Turns out that my girlfriend's mother, she actually passed away in 2016, and she was first cousins with Jimmy Buffett. They were both born in Pascagoula. And a lot of people don't know that. He's not from Florida. He's from Pascagoula, Mississippi. And I actually have a photograph of her mother and their other cousin and him on Easter Sunday. I want to say this is I'd say the picture's from 1953.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, pretty interesting picture. We got it put away. And on another note with the hurricane, my brother actually relocated from Grand Island, and he's in Fort Myers now. So I'm keeping in touch with him. He's got the shutters all up on the house, and he's riding a storm out.
Will this be his first hurricane?
No. He went through one. He's been there for probably – he left Grand Island probably about 7 or 8 years ago. So this is going to be his second one. And his house is about 16 feet above sea level. And a lot of people have to realize that if your house is like 4 to 5 feet above sea level and you're closer to the water, that's what you really got to watch out for. So he's got friends – they're leaving their house and they're coming to his house because, you know, that 10 feet does make a difference in how much more you are inland.
Wow. So, Dan, I'll tell you, they could tell me that all day and I'd still be in my car heading up to Atlanta.
I hear you. Some people ride them out. It's not their first rodeo. Some people get scared and boogie out, you know.
Well, Dan, we hope your brother stays safe, and thoughts and prayers to him, and we appreciate the call.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Dan in Grand Island opens a line for you, 803-0930. It's that mindset. It's got to be something. And you know what? To be fair, now, it's really not comparable. Kind of like we talked yesterday. It's not that comparable, but it is. I'm definitely just going against myself here. But, you know, people in Florida who've never been to New York State. So what's that? 30% of the people in Florida who haven't had a prior residence in New York. You know, they probably think of snow. I know how certain members of my family, when you bring up snow, you know, like, oh my gosh, you got 4 inches of snow, you know, and how did you drive? That's probably what they think when they think of snowstorm. Oh my gosh, I couldn't be in that, you know, frozen, you lose electricity and you have no heat. They probably think the same thing. However, as we illustrated yesterday, the damage isn't usually there with a blizzard as is possible with a hurricane. There just seems to be just that mindset change. And I've had a lot of friends who have moved to Florida. I've had a friend that after college moved back from Florida. And, you know, their time, it's something takes over. And, you know, Again, obviously not with everyone, because if you look at the roads right now, like I said, I listened to a little WFLA this morning, and the traffic was, you know, crazy trying to get out. But there is something that maybe it has something to do with the Western New York connection, because most of the people I know from Western New York that are in the range of this storm didn't even think once about leaving. And like I said, I had a friend who I was almost certain I was going to get a text, can you pick me up at the airport? And then when I checked in yesterday, he said, no, I'm staying. You know, I went and got my groceries. I'm good for a few days. I'm staying. I'm thinking, wow, that's not the answer I thought. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. We'd love to talk with you. Got a few great texts here, and there was one that I should have queued up on our text board about someone who's been in traffic. We got a text of someone who has been in traffic since 5 a.m. trying to get out. And of course, I will find it for the next segment, I promise. But, you know, and you're getting to that time now that if you change your mind last minute, you might not be able to get out. You know, I heard Governor DeSantis say today, yeah, we'll continue making sure gas stations have fuel until it's unsafe. And, you know, that time is coming, is getting closer and closer. You know, we're talking about landfall in the next 24 hours, I believe. So that time is coming closer and closer to get out if you want to. And I think a lot of people, you know, I'm not going to say they're stubborn. I don't live there. You know, if it was me, I would be right back up to Buffalo for the week and then I'd go back down. But, hey, those who live there probably know better than me, right? And it seems like everyone I've talked to, everyone that has texted in has made sure or is, you know, has checked everything out, has secured their homes, and, you know, we hope for the best. We have another text here. Hey, Joe, we live in the Villages, Florida. We're all prepared, but nobody really seems to be worried. We have all kinds of parties planned for hanging out. But I do want to say, oh, and then they have a comment about the app as well. So we will make sure that the appropriate people get these comments about the Odyssey app. My friends have been driving. Here's the one. My friends have been driving out of Tampa since 5 a.m. today. Their first vacation ever in 10 years. Their flight was canceled before they could get out. Currently in South Carolina, they're keeping me posted. So they were on vacation in Tampa and had to evacuate. They started at 5 a.m. and they are now to South Carolina, which, looking at the map, South Carolina is out of the cone, obviously. But that is a heck of an ending to your vacation. Anyone out there ever had their vacation cut short by a weather event? Have you ever been to the beach and, you know, or somewhere on the coast on a vacation? I mean, this is sad. First vacation in 10 years gets cut short by a hurricane. But have you ever been on a vacation, maybe on a tropical island, and a storm was approaching and you had to get the heck out? You had to cut it short by a few days. That's never happened to me. I've never been rushed out of a place because of a storm. But I'd love to hear those stories. If anyone out there was ever chased away from their vacation because of a weather event. Now, if we're going to talk weather events, I have had a time where I should have stayed home and not gone out during a weather event. When I was in college, I went up to Toronto. Well, I was heading up to Toronto for a Toronto Raptors game. It was me and a young lady I was dating in college. And the roads were bad. And, you know, I remember my mom saying, don't go. It's not important. Don't go. And I was like, we're going to go. We're going to go have some fun in Toronto. And I took my mom's 2003 Ford Explorer. And we get up over the border, and I'm taking it slow, but again, I'm a college student. and we get around Hamilton on the QEW, and the car starts spinning out of control. And I'm like, I got this. I've got this. And, you know, I thought I had taken back control of the car. I had not. Next thing we knew, the car had slammed into the guardrail, and I had, you know, my parents' brand new, not new, it was 2009, but my parents' car, my mom's car, smashed it into the guardrail. And of course, me being the college kid I am, I tried to turn it back on, which you should never do. I tried to turn back on. It didn't go. And I don't know if you've ever smashed your car or had to get towed off the QEW. You have to get a, you know, Ontario licensed tow truck to take you off of the QEW. So they put me, and I'm not making this part up, in a Tim Hortons parking lot. And then I had to find someone that would take the car, and not me. I obviously had called my parents. They were walking into church, and I said, I smashed the car. So they then walked out of church and had to help find someone that would actually take the car over the border into America, which isn't as easy as you would think, by the way. And it's not cheap. But when the police officer came to, you know, check on the car and wait for the tow truck, they pointed down the QEW and said, that's very close to where Tim Horton's accident was. That's the first. The officer doesn't say, hi, how are you doing? You know, I rolled down the window because that part still worked. And the officer said, hey, right down there, it's very close to where Tim Horton's accident was. I don't know if it was because of the New York license plate, the Sabres hat I had on. No idea. First thing out of the cop's mouth. Then I get to the border, and the cop had never given me my license back. And that was, yeah, that was interesting. The point was, that was a time where I should have let a weather event keep me home, and I didn't. It was a bad storm. I was a college student, a really bad driver, didn't have much experience with ice when it came to ice and an SUV like that. We're talking, you know, the big 03 Ford Explorers. And yeah, that was a time I should have listened to my parents. But, you know, as we were told in the late 80s, parents just don't understand. And turned out to be, it was a rough ride back, because it wasn't one of those things where you just could get the tow truck and turn around. I mean, we were at that Tim Hortons for an hour or two because, again, my parents had to find a tow truck. Most people would say, oh, yeah, we'll leave it off at the bridge. Well, are we going to push it over the Peace Bridge? So they had to find someone that would actually take it over to the former Karuba Collision. And, you know, finally someone did. But that was a time in my life where a weather event should have, you know, delayed, postponed a trip. And it didn't. But what about you? 803-0930, star 930. We want to know, do you know anyone in this path of the storm? We've heard from Nancy. We've heard from Dan. They know people in the path of the storm. Are you listening on the Odyssey app and in the path of the storm? We've heard from John in West Palm Beach. We heard from Steve, who lived 12 years in the Keys. And let's suspend disbelief. Let's pretend there's a hurricane in Lake Erie. Category 3, coming for Western New York. Are you evacuating? Are you staying? And how are you preparing for the storm? How do you prepare for 3 to 4 days without electricity? Which most of us lived through the October surprise storm. So most of us can probably easily answer that question. Even though not many people prepared for it because no one thought it would be the event that it turned out to be. And when did weather ever shorten your trip, delay your trip, cancel your trip? Have you ever had that happen because of weather? And that can be just a day road trip. You know, like I said, it's going to be a day in Toronto. And I should have just said, we'll do it another time. And I didn't. Have you ever had a weather event, cancel your trip, cut your trip short, or did you ignore all the warnings and go on that vacation and then something happened. You said, you know, maybe I should have stayed home. 803-0930, star 930. That's the number to get on. Also, 803-0930 is our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. You can tweet me at the Joe Beamer on Twitter. Always appreciate the social media interactions, something we might talk about a little later, by the way. So if you have something, would love to hear from you. We will have news with Brayton Wilson. He'll have an update on the storm. And again, if you are in that path listening to us on the Odyssey app, we do appreciate you listening, but please stay safe, be smart. Our thoughts and prayers are with all of those in the path of this storm. It is Beamer in for Bowerly one final time. Tom is back tomorrow at 2 p.m. I know a lot of you are very happy. I'm very happy. We're all happy when the full lineup is back. And that will be tomorrow. But I'll be back after the news on WBEN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.